Hello and welcome to this new episode, this special episode of Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers podcast. Today we have a special guest, Shakila Marando. Shakila is a proud mother of two beautiful girls and someone who has spent over 25 years supporting families through life's most tender moments. Her journey began as a nanny, where she discovered her deep love for caring for families and walking alongside parents as they navigated the ups and downs of raising children. Becoming a doula gave Shakila an even deeper understanding of what parents truly need, someone to see them, hear them, and support them. Drawing from her own experiences as a mother, she learned how important it is to feel like you're not alone on this journey. This realization became the heart of her work, to show up for families with compassion, understanding, and the kind of care that makes a difference. Driven by this calling, Shakila founded Doulas by the Bay, bringing together a team of compassionate doulas who share her vision of providing families with heartfelt support and care. Whether it's helping a new parent find confidence or simply being there during the challenging moments, Shakila's mission is to help families feel nurtured, seen, and empowered as they take on the incredible role of parenthood. Shakila's work is deeply personal and heartfelt, grounded in her belief that every family deserves to feel supported and cared for as they navigate the incredible journey of parenting.
Okay, welcome, Shakila. I am so, so happy to have you as a guest today. I'm grateful that you came onto the show. The service that you provide and that Doula by the Bay provides is such a precious thing. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me today.
And yeah, I just wanted to start talking about how important it is with the type of audience that I have. So for all the listeners, Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers is such a big thing when we get to that place of becoming mothers, especially for the first time, but even afterwards. I have plenty of clients that are in that transition. And there is that moment where we go, okay, I need a person that's going to be with me maybe before, during the pregnancy, then during labor, which is such a key moment, and then in the few months after the labor, that is such a delicate time. And the first person that comes to mind is, of course, our mothers should be there. Now, I know for many of us, it can be the partner, the husband, but that kind of feminine presence, we would want our mothers to be that, and very often that is not possible. And I know for myself that was such a big thing at the time. So yeah, that's why I was so thrilled when we were introduced, because this service is amazing, and I didn't even know it existed at the time when I had my daughter. So had I known, it would have been something I would have looked for here in Ireland. So yeah, if you want to speak a little bit as to how it works and how you support women, what you offer, and that would be great.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Yeah, I would say doulas are so essential, especially during this journey of pregnancy, labor, delivery, and definitely those first few weeks after the baby is born. The doula will be there to empower you, to educate you, just to get you ready for the journey. Yeah, so doulas are non-medical providers who are there to offer support physically, educationally, and also emotionally. So they are there to make sure the mother is adjusting well, is eating well, being educated throughout the pregnancy journey, and be there for their labor as well. So a doula will start this journey by education, couple visits, and then when the mother is in labor, we'll go and labor with the mother at home and transition to the hospital if that's where they want to give birth, and assists to be there by her side, basically. As you said, you know, most of the time we really don't know what to do. We need to be educated. So the doula will be there alongside your partner as well to make sure, you know, this journey is a little smoother for you, to remind you about your birth plan, and also work alongside other medical providers just to make sure the mom is comfortable and going through labor journey smoothly and give birth. And also when the mom goes home, she's gonna be there a few times just to make sure everything is going well. She's recovering, breastfeeding, which I know can be very, very challenging. She's also getting her started with breastfeeding.
Yeah, that's amazing actually. And it can be confusing. I didn't know at the start when I heard the word doula first, this was years ago, what was the difference between a doula and a midwife? What actually was the difference between the person that's actually already maybe in the hospital and instead a doula that you bring with you? So can you explain that a little bit?
Yes, so the difference between a doula and a midwife is that a doula is non-medical provider. And naturally, a doula has taken a course which entails a good number of hours knowing how to support moms who are expecting emotionally and holding that space. Also, they work very well with midwives. You know that midwives, they're definitely medical providers. They will be there really assisting, with the actual birth. But the doula will be there to prepare the environment before the midwife comes along and really deliver the baby. So the doula won't be delivering the baby because they are just medical providers, not non-medical providers. But they'll be there emotionally and just prepare the space for the mom to feel comfortable and really go through this labor and delivery journey smoothly.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for explaining that so clearly. So, would the doula be like a person that would be like your spokesperson if you are, as the mom is in labor? Because I remember at the time, especially my first child, she was born in Italy, where I'm from, but my husband is from Ireland. So he was learning Italian and he was very good, but he had to sort of speak up for me with a lot of Italian doctors and it was a little bit difficult, and I did trust him, but I couldn't completely rely on him. So having had someone that could just speak for me and knew exactly in details what I wanted and my choices, as you mentioned, the birth plan. So would that be like one of the roles of a doula?
Definitely. The doula will create a birth plan that you and your partner will go through. Your wishes, your desire for the birth will make sure that she can communicate that to the medical providers. And sometimes I know things don't go exactly as planned, but the doula at least will be there to advocate for that birth plan. And naturally, doulas will offer a couple visits, and these visits entail a lot of education. So, really, to make sure that they're preparing you to know exactly what's going to be going on at the hospital, talking about your health, what you should be eating. Sometimes a doula might come to doctor visits, if you need the doula to accompany you, just to be aware of your journey, overall. Yeah, and also the doula will be there practically to make sure that you guys are practicing your breathing, how naturally do you feel comfortable when you're in pain, and those could be massage techniques that you guys will be able to explore before that labor. So by the time you get to the labor, pretty much you've prepared yourself, you've done everything that you can, you've practiced alongside the doula, and then the doula will be there to support you and also accompany you if you need to go to the hospital.
Brilliant. Wow. I am here going, have I had that? That would have been so amazing. I had a question that came to mind and I'm trying to think about it now. But yeah, so that was the thing. For women that have been deeply traumatized by having a narcissistic mother, one of the biggest issues is trusting other women. It's like really challenging. And I know even when they come to me to join my own community, the women's circles or the work, there's this fear at the beginning of I'm gonna have to trust another woman. And very often it's subconscious, So we kind of tend to be guarded and we don't even know we are. And sometimes it's also quite conscious. We properly do not trust other women. And we can project like things like our mother would do. So if a doula is there, maybe supporting, but also instructing or educating or telling you what choices would be good or not good for you and stuff like that, that can create a lot of defensiveness in a person that has been through a lot of trauma. So I'm wondering, how does it work to the process of building trust to find that right doula, that person? How do you provide that process if you do?
Yes, we do. I would say in your journey finding a doula, there are different types of doulas out there. Most of the time they work for themselves. Here at Doulas by the Bay, all of our doulas are employees. So they go through a rigorous process of being vetted. And then after they are vetted, they come in, we train them ourselves. We have another sister company that is a training company. We make sure that they are trained well. They are being certified, and also they are being mentored. So invest a lot in our doulas education overall. But as you go out there, definitely you wanna, you know, choose the doula that you feel it feels right for you. She's definitely trained. She's certified. She also has availability, you know, around your due date. And also check the references. And I think maybe that is what can make you a little bit calmer to be able to trust the doula. Just talking to other families who have used that doula and see if that, you know, resonate with you. And of course, that doulas feel comfortable around you. And after that, that's when we start those visits. And I think you can, you know, judge after a couple of visits of working with a doula if this feels good, this feels comfortable, and then you can move along with that.
That sounds amazing, actually. That's really important because I know the trust, and that is why sometimes we fall into the trap of wanting our mothers there, even though they're not exactly like the right person to have there. There's this feeling of the devil I know is better than the devil I don't know. So she's not actually the best person to have, but I know her, rather than going towards someone that you may not know. But knowing that you have this process and that you can actually read reviews, get to know the person, talk to families that have worked with that person, that sounds like really, really good for building that trust.
Yes, and the beautiful thing about working with a doula is also they incorporate other, you know, family members. So they'll make sure if the mom is around or the grandma is around, they're also educated, knowing how to support you. The doula will want to know if they'll be there during birth, or maybe they need to be excluded during the birthing process. So the doula will definitely be there to educate the mom, to educate the partner as well. So they're holding space and leave them also a room to be able to interact and support you. So it won't really be that all the time is doula working with you and teaching you and engaging with you. The doula will leave a room for the partner to be able to be your supporting person time to time. If the mother will be there too, or grandma or other family members, even siblings, you know, the doulas can be able to incorporate them as well. If that's what is the wish of the birthing mother.
Yeah, oh, that's wonderful. So it kind of, does the doula also work a little bit like a boundary person, as in, could I trust the doula to go, okay, I know these people are welcome into this part of my life, but these other people are not. So if I don't want my mother to have access, because some daughters of narcissistic mother are very low contact or absolutely no contact with their mothers, and that's not obviously very often an accepted reality, especially when we're going through birth, because a mother which is becoming grandmother would want to have a say, would want to come in, would want to speak her own opinions and stuff. So, and very often we're in a position of feeling quite vulnerable and fragile in those moments, so we don't want to have someone intruding, but we don't have the strength to actually set those boundaries at that time. So would that be something that would work?
Definitely, a doula can be there is to create those boundaries. And this is something that you will be communicating with a doula during those visits. And she'll make sure that is being implemented and also being honored. Exactly.
That's like my own personal warrior. It feels like that's brilliant.
Yeah.
I didn't know actually, that was new when I read through your website that you give support also afterwards. That was something I really didn't know, because when I even learned about doulas, I've since met a few friends that are doulas, and I knew about the birthing help and stuff, but I had no idea about the afterwards. So I'd really love to hear how would you support in the aftermath, because that's such a tender time and such a precious time.
Yeah, and very challenging time too. And I know I would say by majority people know a lot about birth doulas, but there is another type of doula called postpartum doula who comes after the baby's born. And they play a pivotal role to really help you recover after birth, help a lot with breastfeeding, make sure you are recuperating by giving you time to heal and rest and sleep, which can be very hard to attain after giving birth. They'll be there just to hold the baby and make sure you are sleeping a little better. They can come during the day or even during the night. Also teach you the little, basics of baby care. This is how we swaddle the baby. This is how we bath the baby. This is how we hold the baby, even soothing the baby, to kind of give you that empowerment, because most of the time, new moms, maybe they haven't done this before, and they're tired, they're healing, they don't know what to do. So the doula will be there to educate you as well and give you much needed support, making sure also you're eating, because food, we have to heal through foods as well. So there is a postpartum doula that comes after. I would say a lot of doulas, they do, definitely birth service alongside postpartum, and sometimes there could only be a doula who comes after the mother has given birth and give that support. Majority of families hire postpartum doulas to work overnights because, as you know, you don't get to sleep pretty well, and nights are tough naturally with a newborn. So they will hire overnights. Some, of course, will hire during the day. The doula will work with the family for the first 6 weeks at least, or even up to 3 months after the baby is born.
Yeah, I'm going back to my own births, and I have two daughters. One is 14 now and one is 11, so that's all behind me. But at the time, both times, it was so challenging. First time, I had no idea what I was doing, and I thought the second time I would have known what I was doing. But my second child was so different from my first. Like, they were completely different. So the things that I had learned with my first child actually really did not apply to my second daughter. So it was such a steep curve, and the breastfeeding was really challenging. My family would have had this idea that genetically we do not have breast milk, because my mother didn't have much and my grandmother didn't have much. So they kind of dismissed it immediately, as I wouldn't even have that possibility. So there was no support, no help, a lot of beliefs that drove the entire thing. So to have had someone that could guide me, I really had no idea. And that's why when I've had a couple of clients recently that were going into this transition, and I sent one directly to you
Oh, wow.
straight afterwards. It was so empowering to actually know what this service is about, so that we don't have to go through that same stuff. Because it's when you mention doulas, not many people actually know. I know I well, I'm speaking from especially where I am from here in Ireland, and in Europe, it's not actually very known as a service that it's even an option.
Okay. Yeah, doulas are definitely, incredible, and they're so needed. Breastfeeding is very challenging, At Doulas by the Bay, we have our own breastfeeding consultant who work alongside the doula, because of course They're trained much better, they're board certified, but a doula has that knowledge of getting the mother started with breastfeeding. And definitely, it's very, very challenging. Yeah, so the doula can play an important role to definitely helping the mother starting that breastfeeding journey. And of course, if there are more challenges, she can be able to, refer. Doulas, naturally, they're a great source of referrals. They can prefer perinatal mood disorder providers to help with anxiety, depression, if they feel like the mother is struggling. Also, they can be able to refer a lactation consultant to help with breastfeeding.
You mentioned that the postpartum doula can be different from the doula that follows you through the labor. So again, how do you determine who's going to be with you? Do you decide that before the labor and you also choose your postpartum doula?
Exactly. You do decide that before. Some doulas do one service over the other, over the others. At Doulas by the Bay, we have birth doulas and also postpartum doulas. But now, actually, we are going through a transition where we are training all of our doulas to be full spectrum, meaning that they are trained to provide birth and as well as postpartum. And parents get to choose what service they do. Want according to their budget. So they can hire one over the other or one that can provide pretty much the entire service, birth forum.
Brilliant. Yeah, because it sounds actually amazing to be able to have the same person that kind of follows you throughout the entire journey.
Exactly. The a consistent person, really, from knowing you when you are a few months maybe pregnant, working with her alongside all the way till the baby's a couple months old. So it's really incredible.
I had a question for you. So you mentioned availability in the dates around labor. How can you guarantee that? Because that was actually one thing. I have a couple of friends here in Ireland who did give birth. They actually chose home birth. And when it got to the actual labor time, the person that they had hired couldn't actually make it. And especially one person I know ended up having to effectively give birth by herself. So I'm wondering, how does it work in those terms, to actually make sure that that person is going to be there?
Exactly. Naturally, doulas have backups. So, as you're working with a birth doula, make sure they introduce you to the backup just in case something happens. The backup can be able to be there to continue supporting you. So, as you're going out looking for doulas, maybe from different companies, maybe agencies, you want to make sure that they can introduce you to backups. For us at Doulas by the Bay, we have many doulas. We are a very big team. So we are able to find backups very easily, as well as postpartum doulas, because as you're working with a doula, you are really counting on her, to come if your schedule is every day to really support you so you can recover, taking care of your baby. They also do need backups. Yeah. So in case the doula is not able to make it, at least you can count on a backup.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That like we spoke a lot about the actual doula service and what you provide, which again, it's amazing. I can't say this enough, because it's like in my head, I'm still reliving those moments. I had to do so much work to actually get through the trauma of giving birth, although I was so happy to have given birth to my girls, and ultimately all went well and they were healthy and everything. But that trauma of being completely, everything was out of my control. I didn't know for my first daughter, I didn't even know what a birth plan was. I discovered that afterwards, so I had no idea. It was all so blurry and messy. So it's such a service that I can't actually say enough to women that if you can have someone like that beside you, that makes such a difference. But I'd love to hear from your expertise now. So what would be, I don't know, if your advice or the most important thing that you've seen in your career and your experience that really supports a woman feeling comfortable during labor, like if it's the environment or whatever that comes to mind to you, that if you had to tell someone one thing that you definitely need to have right, what would that be?
I would definitely say you need support. Parenthood, pregnancy is definitely very, very challenging. You need someone there. So that could be maybe your mother, family members, a doula in this sense. But you need someone to walk you through the entire journey. Someone who's knowledgeable, and that's where I would say for the doula comes in. She's knowledgeable, empowers you, because at the end of the day, you want to have that knowledge to know how am I navigating this journey, knowing everything that I need to know so I can be able to speak and advocate as well. Yeah, so you need someone who will be there. Hopefully someone who can come with you, that could be a partner, maybe a family member, come with you during labor, in birth and after. I know sometimes, of course, we worry a lot about birth, but postpartum can be so, so, so challenging. So you need someone there to come and help you. Definitely to come and help. Educating you after, what to do, what do you do with a newborn, and also taking care of yourself. We have to take care of ourselves as mothers and as parents, so we can be better parents, so we can take care of our newborn much, much better. Yeah, so we need time to rest, some time to take a little break, maybe go for a walk, whatever we can afford. We definitely need to look also after ourselves, at least a little bit. I know it's kind of unnatural because, of course, after giving birth, all you think is the baby, but we need to take time to, look at ourselves and make sure we are also okay. Are we eating? Are we sleeping a little better? That also helps with reducing anxiety, depression. Doulas play an important role there. And also help you recover. And also speaking about breastfeeding, you are able to make more milk when you are well rested, when you are recovering well. So you want to make sure you take care of yourself, you eat, that way you can also be able to feed your newborn.
And it is one thing that we forget so easily.
Exactly.
Like women in general, when we become mother, of course, all the focus is there. And when we're talking about daughters of narcissistic mothers, which we are desperately trying not to be like our mothers. So we're desperately trying to be the best mother possible. And all the energy kind of goes into the baby, and then we forget about ourselves. And it's definitely a big issue. And it can, as you mentioned, it can definitely bring a lot of anxiety, depression, that exhaustion and malnourishment then, and it kind of all goes into a spiral, which will make your baby more upset, and it's just going to get more and more and more challenging. So yes, support at that time, it's really, really important.
Definitely.
What is, if you can think of something, the number one mistake, and I call it mistake. I don't actually use this word a lot on the podcast because nothing is ever a mistake. We have experiences, and usually we're very well intentioned when we actually, but sometimes out of not knowing, we can make so-called mistakes. So, what would be the biggest mistake that you see that you may see happening with mothers, maybe going into labor, that a doula can support you not doing, not making, that can help you with?
Yeah, I would say, yeah, as you mentioned, not really a mistake, is not being prepared, not being educated enough. I think, especially here in America, we have very high mortality rate when it comes to, birthing mothers and also babies. You definitely want to be more knowledgeable. So as you are embarking in this journey, you want to be educated. So you have to be aware. You can go on the internet, and I know not necessarily everything, is accurate on the internet. That's why we do rely on providers. So make sure you are well educated and you are prepared for this journey from, parenthood all the way through postpartum.
Yeah, because you definitely want to know where you're getting the information and have trusted sources. I remember my husband, it's like He loves books. So when I literally told him, "Darling, I'm pregnant," the same day he went to the bookshop and bought four or five different books. And all the information was really great, but it was so different. So each author would tell you different things. And then you
Correct.
didn't know which way you were going. And then there was a lot of scary stories, which I tendentially was quite anxious already. So like listening to all those scary stories without really knowing how I could avoid going down the road that way was really, really not very helpful.
Definitely, yeah. We need to find resources. Definitely resources. We can ask maybe our medical providers. Books are naturally great resources as well. If you're working with a doula, usually a doula will have a list of books that they will recommend for you to read just to prepare you. But we definitely need to be educated. And that's really when also the doula is the most consistent person who will be there really from pregnancy all the way through postpartum. So you really are going to rely a lot on the doula. So the doula will have resources for you to start reading, recommending it to few providers. Also, you can rely on your doctor as well. But I think definitely you want to be prepared for the journey.
Has anyone ever come to you looking for support that had been really burnt before? So maybe second-time mothers or people that even had approached other doulas, but then they weren't happy and came to you. So did that ever happen? And sort of if you can talk about that a little bit.
It does. I would say a lot of parents come as first timers. Some, when they come second timers, maybe they've worked with a doula before, had an amazing experience. Or some maybe not so good. They're coming back for the second time. Definitely, we have those experiences. And what we do encourage them is really to find a doula who, matches their philosophy, someone that you can rely on, who will be there that you can count on. Yeah, definitely we have those experiences. And again, I would say great emphasis on backups, just in case that way you're not alone in this journey by any chance.
Thank you for answering that. Yeah, I think this was actually amazing, and you gave such a beautiful overview of the entire service and what a doula does. Again, I can't be grateful enough. And so as a final question, what I'd like to ask you if, because I know a lot of women, again, I mentioned that before, the trust issue is such a thing, and they could be listening to this and still going, yeah, but I'm really scared of making that first call or making that first contact to actually find a doula. So what would you tell them? For the women that are on the fence that really would like to, but they're still a little bit afraid, what would be something that you tell them to support them through that?
Yes, I would say educate yourself first about who doulas are, and then definitely start the search and interview as many as possible. Interview as many doulas as possible, check their references, and then, start your journey. Definitely, you can look at these statistics and researches out there that doulas play a critical role helping families from, birth through postpartum. So, invest in education and then definitely interview as many doulas as possible. And you will also know as you're working with the doula those first few visits if this is, the right doula that I want for this journey because you want to feel comfortable around the doula. You also want to feel comfortable, asking for what you want from the doulas. I would say doulas are very, very open-minded. They welcome these days even C-section. If you're scheduled your C-section, the doula can be there to educate you, get you ready for C-section. If you're going through vaginal birth, maybe even excuse me, non-medical vaginal birth, the doula can also be there to empower you and support you. And there are amazing doulas out there. And you don't have to interview them yourself. You can even have family member, maybe a partner, together. You can go through these journeys of interviewing as many doulas as possible until it feels good for you and feels comfortable. I would say use your intuition alongside as well.
Yeah, because it kind of comes down to that feeling ultimately with a person. You know if you're getting on with that person or not. Like you can have that gut feeling, and like yes, okay, I'm comfortable with this person or not. I'm definitely not. And it mightn't say anything about the doula. She could be lovely, but if it doesn't vibe, it doesn't vibe, and that's okay too. Is there anything else before we close that you feel we left out and that I didn't ask you or that you really would like to bring?
I would emphasize more on thinking about caring for ourselves. As you said, women naturally we care about other people, loved ones, and really not so much about ourselves, and forgetting ourselves. So that is really a great emphasis. That is something that us as doulas we do emphasize when we work with families. We have to take time to care for ourselves. That way, we can be better parents to our children. So, a family member, a doula, can be there to, support you and making sure that you have that time for yourself, a me time, so you can be able to rejuvenate yourself and fill your cup. As you know, that when you are going out there, as women, as moms, everybody's looking for us, for love and care. So we just have to take time for ourselves to fill our cup. That is really, really important.
Yes, absolutely. It's like the biggest lesson that we can learn, taking care of ourselves, that we deserve that time to ourselves. We deserve to look after ourselves. Absolutely. So yeah, I couldn't agree more. Actually, one question just came to mind. I know I was saying I was closing, but this just came to mind. And it was like when you were talking about the interviews, is that like a free thing, as in can when someone comes before they actually choose and decide to work with a doula, is that a free part of the offering?
Exactly. Interviews are naturally free for us at Doulas by the Bay. We have process. So usually you meet with our consultant, they'll walk you through all of our services. And then once you decide, okay, I want to find a doula, and then we'll actually pick a few doulas who maybe live a little bit closer to your area, who are also available around your due date, for you to sit down and really interview and get to know them, check their references before you make that decision. And that is all for free.
Brilliant. That's really great to know because that kind of even helps with that trust and fear sort of part. Because I know I can approach and ask questions before I have to be fully on committed, which is like the point of no return in a way. Like you need to know before. So that was great to know.
Exactly.
Shakila, thank you so much for your time. This has been really, really educational.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. So it was great.
And I will have all the links. So for anyone listening in that wants to make contact, I will have all the links in the description. Of course, I know you're based in California. Yes, am I right?
Yes, I'm based in North and South California at the
So you
moment.
kind of covered that. You covered that territory. That would be your area.
Exactly. So if you live in the area, please feel free to reach out to us.
Yeah, brilliant. So I'll have the links. And for anyone that is living far away, at least you've got a lot of information as to how this works, as to what doulas will do for you. So of course, there's going to be other businesses around you that can provide that service, but this will give you the information at the very least to kind of start the process empowered and knowing what that is about.
Yes, and we do provide also a lot of education virtually via Zoom. So if you're not book our doulas, you can access a lot of our childbirth education. We have childbirth education, a few classes via Zoom. So that can be pretty much anybody, anywhere. breastfeeding classes as well. We have a new parenting group, Facebook group that we started recently that we're going to be investing a lot, bringing speakers, educators for free for families. So you can definitely be able to do that. We also, our breastfeeding consultant offer breastfeeding consultations virtually via Zoom. So wherever you are, we can definitely be able to support you. Just feel free to look at our website and get more information.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is really great to know. So anyone around the world hearing this, you can actually benefit massively from Doula by the Bay, even by not being based in California. That's actually great. Thanks for sharing that.
Thank you.
Okay, so thank you so much, Shahila, for being on the show. And thanks everyone for listening in. With that, we're gonna close and I'm gonna wish you a wonderful week and lots of love.
Same with you. Thank you so much, Matilda.
Bye, bye, bye.